I'm Kathy O'Connell. Welcome to a bite-sized edition of Kids Corner. So many people want to hear what's happening here on Kids Corner that, well, we decided to create the Kids Corner podcast. It's just a sampling of some of the fun we had last week on Kids Corner. So let's go back in time, shall we, as we visit one of last week's Kids Corner shows. Our natural science guy, Mike Weilbacher, joins me here in the Kids Corner studio because it's Science Thursday, and it's time for another edition of Science Says with that aforementioned all-natural science guy, Mike Weilbacher. Now, tonight's theme, I understand, is May flowers. As in, if April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
Pilgrims.
By the way,
I never knew until I met you.
If you go, evidently anybody thinks that they can take that well-known Kids Corner joke, because on the XPN website at xpn.org, where you can make a pledge to the radio station that brings you Kids Corner, because clearly we need new microphones and headphones or something, but and on that website, there is a video radio log that our general manager, Roger LeMay, does, and he opens with that joke. If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring? He opens with my joke.
How about that?
This is no joke. Well, it is kind of. We're going to play Science Says, where we are talking about the flowers that bloom in the spring. Tra-la.
Or flowers in general, because May is a great month for flowers. There are flowers blossoming everywhere.
Yeah. Hey, give us a call, by the way, if you'd like to play Science Says. Here's how we do it. Mike is going to read a statement that science says, and he will have, he'll then read three answers that complete the statement. One of them will correctly complete the statement, and you guess the right one, and we will all win the prize of knowledge.
Yay.
Which, by the way, is the most, I'm all choked up, the most important prize of all. Let's welcome Sarah. Sarah is here from French Creek Elementary School and with us from Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
So it's all about flowers. Are you ready for your question?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
Yay. You seen flowers around your neighborhood?
Yeah, tons. My mom has like a jungle garden thingy.
Ooh, what do you guys like? What does she like?
Ferns. She likes ferns. A lot of ferns.
Wow. Yeah, when you said jungle garden kind of thing, I got that image.
Wow.
Yeah, the kind of crazy green stuff. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she's got the giant elfin ears.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but what kind of plants does she have? I get this little joke on my part. Sorry about that, Sarah. I was making fun of your mother's ears, and that was just such a wrong thing to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Many creatures help pollinate flowers.
Yeah.
Red flowers often attract hummingbirds. White night-opening flowers attract moths. And science says brightly colored daytime flowers attract A, beetles looking for rotting meat. B, butterflies and bees looking for nectar. C, skunks named flower.
You know, Sarah, and you're being very nice, not laughing loudly in his ear after that choice of answers. Now, first of all, Sarah, what do you think the right answer is?
I have to say B.
Yeah, I think you have to say B as well, Sarah.
B for bees?
But just before Mike goes in, you know what we should really do, Sarah, is we should tell him that we both agree that it's skunk's name flower. but I don't think he's going to agree with that. All right, so I'm with Sarah on this one.
Well, you would have been right, because skunk's name flower is who the flowers try to attract. Skunk's name flower.
Mike, are you sitting down? A skunk named Flower is a fictional character.
In a Disney movie?
In a Disney movie, yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, but Star Trek is still real.
But Star Trek is real, yes.
Right.
Actually,
there are flowers that try to attract beetles that like rotting meat, but that's our skunk cabbage that I keep talking about. But yes, if brightly colored flowers that are open during the daytime, the brightly colored part of the flower is just saying, I'm a beautiful flower, I've got great nectar, come here. And so butterflies, bees, other insects looking for nectar are what big, bright colored flowers are trying to do.
Beautiful. Sarah, thanks
Thank
a
you.
Lot. Mike Weilbacher is here, our natural science guy. We are playing Science Says here on Kids Corner. And Karina, the incredibly patient Karina,
yes,
joins us from Centerville Elementary School. Karina is here from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Hi, Karina.
Hi.
Thank you for being so patient and hanging on so long. Are you ready for your Science Says question?
Yep.
So am I.
While this yellow flower's scientific name is, now it's a mouthful, Taraxacum officinale.
That's easy for you to say.
Science says its common name comes from the shapes of its leaf, a shape that looks like the teeth of a certain meat-eating animal.
Okay, I know this one, Karina.
A, the rose. B, the tiger lily. C, the dandelion. Dandelion.
Karina, do you want to hear the question again?
Yeah.
So it's a yellow flower.
Yellow flower.
Science says its common name comes from the shape of its leaf, the shape that looks like the teeth of a certain meat-eating animal. So on the leaf are marks that look like the teeth of an animal. So is this flower A, rose, B, tiger lily, C, dandelion? Dandelion.
Dandelion?
Which one are you saying, Karina?
The dandelion?
Yep, the dandelion. I'm telling you, Mike's head would have exploded if you didn't get that one, because he kept saying dandelion.
I wasn't lying.
No, you weren't.
So the tiger lily is named that because it's orange with black stripes, right, black dots.
Yep.
Dandelion.
Dandelion.
So the teeth of the lion. So if you go outside, look at a dandelion leaf.
Yep.
It has jagged edges. They look just like lion's teeth. So it's got lion's teeth, and its official name, Taraxacum officinale, means the official cure of almost everything.
Wow.
The plant was loaded with vitamins. We brought it to the United States deliberately to plant in herbal gardens.
Really?
Uh-huh. You can eat the flower and make wine from it. You can eat the leaves when they're young. You can roast the roots and make coffee. So that it's got multiple things, and it was a great source of vitamins back in the old days, but it was brought here deliberately.
I'd love if he had a lot of dandelions. He likes coffee.
Ah!
See that? You can roast some dandelion coffee.
Hey, Karina, thank you very much. Eamon joins us from Roslyn Elementary School. Eamon is here from Glenside, Pennsylvania. Hi, Eamon.
Hi, Kathy.
It's time for Mayflowers. You ready for your question?
Yes.
All right.
Now, the world's largest flower is a tropical flower that grows to, the flower itself is 3 feet wide.
Wow.
A 3 foot wide flower.
Wow.
The world's smallest flower floats in ponds, is only 1/42 of an inch long.
Oh my goodness.
Is eaten by cousins of the geese, and science says is named A, batweed, B, duckweed, C, fishweed.
Amen.
It's the world's smallest flower, is 1/42 of an inch long, floats in ponds, is eaten by cousins of geese, and is named A, batweed, B, duckweed, C, fishweed.
What do you think, Amen? Which of those would be a cousin of a goose? A bat, a duck, or a fish?
A duck.
That's what I'm thinking, too. So you think it might be duckweed?
I think it might be fishweed.
You think? Is a fish a cousin of a duck? I mean, they're both kind of, they're both kind of on water, aren't they?
Yeah.
But is that a cousin of a goose? Because I think he gave us a pretty good hint there.
I think it's a duckweed.
You want to go with duckweed?
Yeah.
I don't want you to quack up over this. Sorry. Yeah.
So the world's smallest flower is a tiny little leaf.
Yeah.
With one tiny little root that hangs down, it floats in ponds. It's called duckweed.
Very
cool.
You got
it. Duckweed.
Eamon, thank you very much. Mike Weilbacher, thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy Mayflowers.
Happy Mayflowers to you as well. Happy new album from Rhesus Monkey. Here they sing about an animal even you don't know about, the noctopus.
There is a little octopus that lives beneath the ocean blue. When his friends get sad, he knows just what to do. I could lend an arm,
2, 4, 6, 8.
And that would feel pretty great. But he loved to tell a knock-knock joke or two. He's a knock-knock-knock-knock-knock-knock-octopus.
Everybody sing.
There you have it, a bite-sized edition of Kids Corner. Be sure to listen to Kids Corner every Monday through Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern on WXPN and live worldwide at xpn.org. And remember, to find out everything you wanted to know about Kids Corner and more, visit us at kidscorner.org. I'm Kathy O'Connell. Have a good night, have a safe night, and we'll see you next time right here on Kids Corner.